So I don't know if we're going to get to your PARP case, but I mean, there are three PARP inhibitors out there too. So it's not, you know, that just became approved in the last year. So a number of situations kind of like that where multiple drugs are available. Let's talk about, though, first a little bit about HER2-positive disease. And you had a 52-year-old lady, maybe we can take a look at in terms of the way you approached her.
Yeah, so she actually was very much of a bread and butter type of patient that we've seen a lot over the last few years. So this is a 52-year-old woman who, very healthy, had a mammographically detected stage one, it was a T1, I think she was like 1.4 centimeter, HER2 positive, hormone receptor negative cancer, who had a negative sentinel lymph node, did not have lymphovascular invasion, but it was a poorly differentiated cancer. So it was a typical HER2 amplified breast cancer, but stage one. And this is a relatively common scenario. And in the past, these cancers kind of were a little bit of a black box because the adjuvant trastuzumab trials all mainly focused on high-risk patients. They didn't include these lower-risk patients. So there really wasn't a standard of care for this population. But on the other hand, we know from retrospective data sets that these still do have a significant risk of recurrence in the absence of treatment. So you can't blow them off. But giving them TCH or ACTH always seemed like overkill.